tightly bound by the chains of karma, so hard to release. You know, each part moves our mind. We think, what is the real situation of all living beings? They're tightly bound. You know, when we think of anybody tightly bound by chains, such a person is enslaved. Such a person is imprisoned. Such a person has no freedom. Tightly bound by chains. You know, if we think about this, how each and every living being who can be correctly identified as our mother, our kind mother, is tightly bound by the chains of karma, their own actions. So hard to release these chains, because living beings have no understanding of the connection between actions and their experiences, because no one has ever taught them. They have no wisdom understanding karma, because not like us, no one has appeared for them yet to teach them. The cause of suffering is non-virtuous actions. The cause of happiness is virtuous actions. Because this is completely true, I will definitely abandon the first and practice the second. So you know these words coming from our exquisite request, the Lord of all lineages prayer. The cause of suffering is non-virtuous actions. It is impossible for living beings to become free from suffering while they engage in the very causes of suffering. As Shantideva teaches, although living beings wish to be free from suffering, they run towards the causes of suffering. You know, in our world, nobody's that bothered about engaging in negative actions. No one really thinks about holding back from harming others with their body, speech, and mind. There's no understanding that every action has an effect, and that for as long as we're engaging in non-virtuous actions, suffering is what we'll experience. It's so important that we don't think we know this. We need to feel something. We need to feel in our heart how everyone, our family, our community, all our kind mothers, countless living beings, are bound by the chains of karma? Who is going to release them? How will they be released? Your own brother, sister, mother, child, father, husband, wife, partner. Who will release all living beings tightly bound by chains of karma so hard to release? Perhaps it's not that difficult to generate compassion for people who are suffering, manifest suffering. But what about the people who are engaging in harmful actions? You know, through this skillful method, our Guru is teaching us there is not one single living being who is not an appropriate object of our compassion, whatever they are doing. Why are they doing bad things? Why are so many people in this world engaging in harmful actions? Because they have no idea of the effects that they're creating. So the compassion that we're generating that will lead to bodhicitta, it cares about everybody, no matter how they're behaving. Because all living beings are bound by chains of karma, so hard to release. You know, we can feel when we first meet Dharma that some freedom is coming. I think we can feel it from our first class. Because even though we may not understand Dharma, I think we can sense, we can feel its liberating advice, its profound and liberating advice. If everyone in the world understood and lived by the laws of karma, had a belief in karma, what would our world be like?